A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Daf Vav, Ksubas 6a, pagination is 11, but we're going to start on the facing page. So we're on Hey Amid Beis 5b, pagination 10. About midway on the page, the first word on the line is Le'evarim, and then we begin. Iboy Luhu, they had the following question. Mau livo b'tchila b'Shabbos, is it permitted to have relations for the first time with a besula on Shabbos? Da mifkad pakid, is the blood of the besulim in a designated place, simply like opening a jar, so to speak, and it comes out? O chiburay michber, or is it attached, and it's like making a chabura, making a wound on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. Not allowed to cause the blood of a living creature to flow on Shabbos. And what is the status of the person doing such an act, causing the blood to flow? As we'll see from the Gemara, this is a complex question, not just in halacha, with far-reaching discussions of what your intent is, etc., on Shabbos, because we're really looking at meleches machsheves, intentional behavior. But it's also a fundamental question about dam besulim, because this dam is an anomaly. It's not the flowing blood of the body. It's not even the blood of the uterus that's shed during the monthly period causing nida. It's its own sac, so to speak, its own presence in its own membrane. And that blood, what exactly is its status? And again, the question is being posed whether one can have that initial bia on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Imtim Salomar, if you were to argue, Da Mifkat Pakid, that it's in its own designated area, and it's not considered making a wound on Shabbos, L'dam Hu Tzarech V'Shari, so is the person doing the relations focusing on the blood? There's a special sense when he finds that blood, and he knows that she didn't have relations before. Or is his focus to make an opening? And if he's making an opening, even though it's a human being, not a vessel, but he's making an opening. He's making an opening on Shabbos. He's creating something. In which case it would be forbidden. And if you were to argue, you could argue that really he's focused on the blood and he wants verification that she's a besula and the opening is coming on its own. That's not his intent. But halacha ki Rav Shimon, do we paskin like Rav Shimon, d'amar davar she'ein miskaven mutter? I didn't have intent for it, so it's permitted according to Rav Shimon. Or is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that it's a byproduct and it's forbidden? And if you argue halacha Rabbi Yehuda that you're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that even though you didn't have intent for it, it's still a problem. But Rabbi Yehuda would concede mekalkel hu eitz al hapesach if it's considered ruining the opening, because a besula, so to speak, has more value than a be'ula, more special. Or are you fixing the opening so that he can be bo'el comfortably in the future? So this is the complex question regarding having bia for the first time on Friday night. The Gemara tells us on today's daf, on the top line, Bebei Rav Amri, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they used to say, Rav Shari Ushmuel Osar, that Rav, their Rebbe, permits it. Bernahado Amri, in the place of Shmuel, they taught, Shmuel Shari, that Shmuel allows it. And the halacha, therefore, is going to follow Makilin, that we are lenient, so to speak. We permit such an act on Shabbos, and we paskin leniently in this regard. Just for clarity's sake, we encountered such concepts of creating an opening on Shabbos, for example, by a box drink. So I hate to compare the sacred to the box drink, perhaps frivolous, I don't know exactly what word to use, but there's the concept, by a box drink it's very lenient, because it's meant to be discarded, it's an opening simply to get the juice out. There's no intent to use that opening to go in, to come out. There's no future use intended. It's simply to puncture and obtain the juice. Over here, it's already a significant ruling to say that the opening that one is creating is not going to be a Shabbos violation, and that the blood that may occur is not going to be a Shabbos concern. The one thing that troubles the Gemara is expressed as Moder Rav Shimon b'psik reishe. Even in all the leniencies that we have, if something that you do, even if it's not intentional, but it's for sure going to happen, we're normally strict regarding it, because it's for sure going to happen. You can't say, I didn't intend it. And the Gemara in Amud Beis, about 6 or 7 lines up, tells us that there's a concept of hataya, that it's possible to have relations with the besula without puncturing the besulim. And therefore, since it's not intrinsic to the act, it's not his intent, is a svara that helps us and allows it. One final thought on the topic, the Gemara, in further analyzing the status of Dam Besulim, compares it to the situation of a boil, of a pus situation, where also the liquid involved is captured, like in a bubble, and a person wants to puncture it to get out the liquid. On Amud Beis, Vav Amud Beis 6b, page 12, the last 3 lines, Masiv Rav Ami, Rav Ami asked, Hamafis Mursa b'Shabbos, if someone punctured such a boil on Shabbos, Im Lasos Lopeh Chayiv, if he's trying to create an opening so that the air should go in, the liquid should come out, back and forth, that would be chayiv, that would be a Shabbos violation, because he's creating something. Vim lahotzi mimeni lecha, but if he just wants to get the liquid out, potter. He is potter, and it is permitted. And the Gemara makes a fascinating distinction, whether this has impact lahalacha or not, but it helps us in further understanding what does Dam Besulim mean. The Gemara says that there's a distinction, Hasam Pakid Va'akir. That liquid, that pus, is in a designated area and it's meant to be taken out. The body wants it out. It's meant to come out. Omed Lotzes in the word of Rashi. Hacha, but over here by Dam Besulim, Pakid, it's indeed in its own location, it's independent of the body, it's not the regular circulation type blood, Velo Akir, but it's not designated to come out. It's very comfortable staying there indefinitely. And that's this unique status of Dam Besulim, which prompts this question, should it be viewed as Mifkat Pakid, designated in its own area, and all you're doing is like opening the door and letting it out, but you're not creating a wound, Ochibure Mechaber, or is it part of the body, and by making that puncture, you're creating a wound of sorts, which is causing the blood to flow. Again, we paskin that it is permitted to have relations with the Besula on Friday night for the first time, and sometimes, even if the chasna happened earlier in the week, if things weren't opportune and the chasna and kala were not able to be together or conclude the act, so sometimes it does happen that Friday night is an option, and this halacha described in Simen Reish Pei in Hilchos Shabbos would apply. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.